7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time now for a look at the news for a Monday, the 20th day of November for 2017. Well, recent rains and cooler temperatures across the region have lowered the threat of wildfires, allowing CAL FIRE's Amador El Dorado unit to transition out of peak fire season effective today in Amador, El Dorado, Sacramento, and Alpine counties. The 2017 fire season has been an extremely active year, even more so than 2016. Statewide, CAL FIRE and firefighters from local agencies responded to over 6,000 wildfires within the state. It burned nearly 505,000 acres. In the Amador El Dorado unit, CAL FIRE responded to 332 wildfires that charred 2,268 acres. CAL FIRE will continue to maintain staffing to meet any potential threat, as well as maintaining the ability to strategically move resources to areas that remain at higher threat levels. Now, for more information on how you should burn safely, visit readyforwildfire.org.
Well, Sunday afternoon, Jackson Valley Fire, CAL FIRE, and Pine Grove Camp called to an escape debris burn. First reported just after 1 in the afternoon, the fire burned about a quarter acre before crews were able to gain control. The fire was called contained at about 1:30, crews released by about 2. Now, even with the transition out of peak fire season, CAL FIRE and local fire companies remind residents still take precautions in order to prevent sparking a wildfire. Before you burn, ensure it's a permissive burn day by contacting the local air quality district. Then, make sure you have any and all required burn permits. During burning, make sure piles of landscape debris are no larger than 4 feet in diameter. Provide a 10-foot clearance down to bare mineral soil around the burn pile. And ensure a responsible adult is in attendance at all times with a water source and a shovel.
And the state's unemployment rate fell to 4.9% in October, down from 5.1% in September and 5.3% in October of 2016. Unemployment rates in Amador County continue to slide, dropping to 4.4% in October from 5.3% in the previous month. Calaveras County's rate fell from 4.5% in September to 4.2% last month. The California Employment Development Department released its job figures on Friday, showing that employers added 31,700 non-farm payroll jobs just last month alone. The national jobless rate was recorded at 4.1% last month.
Well, Stony Creek Road, the scene of a motorcycle versus vehicle accident yesterday. According to reports, around 1:30, a motorcycle traveling west on Stony Creek drifted into the opposite lane of traffic, collided head-on with a passenger vehicle traveling east. Now, on impact, the driver of the motorcycle thrown over the hood of the vehicle down the embankment. He was lifted to safety by emergency crews on scene and transported to Sutter Amador Hospital via ambulance with only moderate injury. The passengers in the other vehicles were not injured.
And a Mule Creek State Prison official says they are investigating the death of an inmate as a possible homicide. According to prison officials, Saturday morning around 2:30, inmate Wayne Brady was found unresponsive in his cell. Medical staff immediately responded, but Brady was pronounced dead at the scene. Brady was serving a 25-year sentence for robbery out of Los Angeles County. Prison officials have named Brady's cellmate, 35-year-old Everett McCoy, as a suspect. McCoy serving a 28-year to life with the possibility of parole for first-degree murder. That was out of Sacramento County. McCoy has been placed in the prison's administrative segregation unit as the incident is being investigated. Mule Creek, which opened back in 1987, houses approximately 3,700 minimum, medium, and maximum security inmates.
Well, a Chicago man arrested recently in a Valley Springs marijuana raid. On Thursday, Calaveras Sheriff deputies and Calaveras Code Compliance attempted to conduct a compliance inspection of registered indoor personal marijuana grow site on Dunn Road in Valley Springs. Deputies unable to make contact with anyone at the residence, but did hear movement and a cell phone inside the home. They obtained a search warrant for the residence, and after receiving no answer at the front door, they made entry. Now, once inside the residence, deputies came in contact with a male subject, Lin Bin Hui of Chicago, Illinois. After failing to comply with the deputy's commands, Hui was detained, later arrested for illegal cultivation of marijuana. 261 marijuana plants were eradicated from the area, where growing was not permitted inside the residence. These plants were being grown illegally and separate from an additional 200 square feet of permitted growing area. Approximately 43 pounds of processed marijuana seized as well. The registered grows located inside the residence measured and determined to be over the permitted square footage. An additional 21 marijuana plants were seized from these areas. Lin Bin Hui was booked at the Calaveras County Jail on $15,000 bail.
And Common Ground Senior Services will be delivering Thanksgiving dinner of roast turkey and all the trimmings this coming Wednesday to all the homebound and isolated seniors that are a part of the Meals on Wheels program. And to honor the spirit of the season, Common Ground is asking that you get involved in just a small way by creating handmade cards with messages in the cards for the seniors. Now you have until the end of business today to drop those off at Common Ground Senior Services, which is located in the Amador Senior Center on New York Ranch Road. Now, we've been talking about this for the last couple of days or so, but today is the deadline to drop your cards off. If you have any questions, give Annie a call at 223-3015. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.